Hello and welcome to the Daily Phys Ed Podcast for Wednesday the 2nd of May. My name is Nathan Horn from iphysed.com and this is the Daily Phys Ed Podcast, a daily physical education podcast where I share with you reflections on my teaching practice, tips, techniques, strategies, technology tools, and all other things physical education. Thank you for joining us for another episode. It's another beautiful day here in marvelous, beautiful British Columbia, Canada, where I'm heading home from Meadow Ridge School after another day of teaching elementary school physical education. Today, I saw some grade twos and some grade fours, and then had the afternoon free before a specialist meeting, and then a committee meeting where I was looking at reporting for our primary years program. The grade twos this morning were working on some target games, as they have been in the previous lesson. The lesson was very similar to the last lesson I had with the grade twos, where they were working on sending and throwing, sliding, rolling different objects towards a target in the aim of being accurate and getting it to as close as they possibly could to that target. Today they were using some bean bags, some different rubber rings. Today we had frisbees. We had some heavy sort of training shot puts, which are just heavy balls filled with sand. And the last option that we had today was actually a 10-pin bowling set. So it was a little different from the other target games, where this time rather than trying to get the object as close to the target as they could, this time they were trying to knock the target down. So it was the one of the five activities they were doing that was a little bit different from the others, and hopefully made them think about the way in which they were sending that object. So the whole purpose of the activities was to get the students to find the most effective way of getting that object, or whichever object they had at the time, as close to the target, or to help them knock down the target. So for every student that was going to be different. They were able to, some students were better able to throw the frisbee. Some other students found sliding the frisbee across the floor was more accurate for them. So whatever they found to be the most accurate, that was the one that I wanted them to go with, and there were no rules around how you had to send a certain object. Grade fours I was outside with, enjoying the weather today, and we were doing some golf. Grade fours have been doing sort of invasion games. However, they did do a little bit of target games as well when they had the curling, the rocks and rings curling in at the school. So today I thought it was an opportunity to do some more target games with them, and we were using the Picamo golf sets. I used them last week with the grade twos and found that they were probably, for grade two, it was probably a little bit too difficult, so I wanted to try it with grade fours and see what their skill level was, and I think it was much better suited to the grade fours. They were able to make some really good progress in terms of getting their golf swing happening, striking the ball really cleanly, and I went through some different progressions with them. So we learned how to swing the club. It was more about just making contact with the ball, and then we were looking at who could hit it the furthest, so we had like a longest drive competition, and then after that we had who could get it closest to the pin. So I put one of the little golf hole flags out. It's a little plastic ring with a flag in the middle where the students are trying to get it into, so it was who could get it closest to that. And then finally we talked about how to be successful at golf, or what's the goal of golf is to get the ball in the hole in the least number of shots. So this time students would all tee off from a similar area, and then see how many shots it would take them to get it into that hole. I think the lowest that anybody got was three shots. Maybe somebody got two. But I don't think anyone got a hole in one today. So that was a heap of fun with the grade fours. I enjoyed that, and it was really great. A lot of them were making connections with the fact that their parents play golf, or their dad plays golf, or their mum plays golf, or that they've had golf lessons before. So I think all in all, it went over really well. And again, it's just exposing kids to different sports and different activities. And golf's one that I think people often enjoy later into their life. So having that exposure to it as a kid at least gives them a bit of an idea of what golf's all about, and the skills that are needed to be able to be successful in golf. So that was my day teaching. I had some track and field practice at lunchtime. We have our new rubberized track. It's all done and complete, so we were able to get up there and use that again, which was fantastic. Much better than running on the bitumen or the sort of concrete surface that we had before. Much safer, and just also a lot more fun for the kids as well to run on what looks like an Olympic style rubberized track. And then after lunch, had some planning time, as well as a meeting with the other specialist teachers, thinking about ways we can integrate into the classroom learning. And then also a meeting after school, looking at reporting for our primary years program and making recommendations for if we want to change the way that we report. And I think we don't. I think we're very happy at the school with the way that we report. We have a very comprehensive report and something that parents are very happy with. So I think our recommendation as a committee is going to be to continue with our reporting system in the way that we have it. We currently use senior systems in the primary years program. However, the middle years program uses manage back for their reporting. So that was something that we had maybe discussed to explore in the future. I've used manage back for reporting before and found it to be very, I guess, easy to use for my situation as a physical education teacher, being able to report on multiple students at one time without having to click in and out of different things. And I just found that the workflow very, very smooth. So I suggested maybe exploring that as an option, and maybe some classes doing a bit of a trial with that report card as well to see if it is better than the current system. So that was really my day. I'm heading home now to spend some time with the family. Oh, it's a beautiful day, so hopefully we can get outside and enjoy the sun a little bit before it goes down. And then back to work tomorrow for another day at Metteridge School before Friday. My wife, Alison, she'll be out at the school again. She's been doing some teacher on call work, and she'll be out on Friday for a first day in a little while. So it'll be fun to commute with her and spend the day at work with her. So for today, that's about all for the Daily Phys Ed podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate your time and you taking the time to listen to this podcast, and hopefully you are getting something out of it. If you are, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It will really help the podcast get out to more and more people. Until tomorrow, my name is Nathan Horn from iphysed.com, and this is the Daily Phys Ed podcast.